Genau, wenn diese Klänge erklingen, dann wissen Sie, es ist soweit. Thad Marr ist hier auf Radio Soul, hörbar, live aus Seattle, aus Amerika. All We Need Is Love, er ist der Mann, der aus dieser Welt einen besseren Platz machen möchte. He makes the world a better place, ist seine Botschaft. Und ich gebe jetzt das Wort an Thad Marr und an seine Gäste. Hallo Thad, welcome to Radio Soul.
Guten Abend, mein Freund. It's so good to be here, and I want to introduce my special guest today is Judy Mikovits. She's a wonderful lady with a heart of gold, and she'll be giving us her wisdom here in a few minutes.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy. Schön, dich hier dabei zu haben. Nice to have you here.
I wish I knew some German, because obviously I'm German.
It's okay. That's I'm okay. Here to translate.
Yeah.
My husband said guten Tag.
Ah, wonderful.
Well, Judy's a fabulous lady, and I'm so glad you could come on. Now, we have about 45 minutes. Is that right, Judy?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Great. This is Saskia, my wonderful friend here, who's translating today. And and then my producer is Gerhard in Radio Soul International in Vienna, Austria.
Hi.
He's a wonderful fellow.
Let the sunshine in.
You'll be heard throughout Austria, Eastern Switzerland, and Southern Germany. And we have a big audience. And I'm going to go right to your interview because I know you've got a time schedule, so I'll make my announcements later. But Judy, thank you so much for coming on today. Oh, sorry.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Sorry, go ahead, Saskia. Sorry.
He always forgets that I have to translate everything into German. And then I have to translate like 5 minutes in English into German.
I'll do that. I'll stop a little bit.
Nein, ich möchte nur ganz kurz sagen, wir machen es kurz. Wir starten jetzt gleich mit unserem Gast Judy Mikovits, Dr. Judy Mikovits. Und ja, wir haben, glaube ich, noch 45 Minuten Zeit. Deswegen überlasse ich jetzt Thad mal kurz das Wort zur Vorstellung. Okay, Thad.
Judy, in 25 words or less, could you tell us a little bit about your background? You can have 26 words if you want. But
I have a PhD in biochemistry and molecular biology. I got that in 1992. Worked at the National Cancer Institute as a biochemist from 1980. Through 2001, headed the lab of antiviral drug mechanisms, working on how retroviruses hurt the immune system to cause disease.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Like HIV. That's
sure. Sure. now you've been writing quite a bit of, go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Well, you forgot your coffee today, I think.
I got my coffee here.
Okay. Ich versuche es wieder kurz zusammenzufassen. Also Judy hat ihren Doktor in Molekularbiologie und Virologie. Sie hat dort sehr viele, betreibt sehr viel Forschung seit vielen Jahren schon, ist Direktorin des Labors für, ich hoffe, ich übersetze es richtig, antivirale Arzneimittel mit Mechanismen. And what was the last you said about AIHV?
HIV and AIDS, how they cause disease by hurting the immune system.
Ah, also wie Viren wie zum Beispiel HIV das Immunsystem zerstören, angreifen. Darin belaufen sich ihre Forschungen, unter anderem. Genau.
Yeah. Oh, would you give a shout out to my cousin Wolfgang Mikovits in Vienna and my family throughout Austria and Germany.
Hey!
Wow! Ja, ein großes Hallo an die Familie von Judy in Österreich. Also sie hat Wolfgang, what's his name?
Ja, yeah, Wolfgang. Claudia. Claudia?
Claudia?
Ja.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Also an dieser Stelle grüßen wir Wolfgang und Claudia Mikovits.
How is the relationship? How is it?
He's my cousin. Ah. He's my father. My father's father had four brothers. One of them stayed in Austria, and Wolfgang is the grandson of those brothers. So we're cousins. second cousins.
Oh, wow.
And I last saw them 2015.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's time to visit again.
And well, reconnect.
If the plague of corruption ends.
Yes.
Yeah, you could say that again. That's a great book, by the way. That's a great book.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to your book, Judy, if you don't mind. I've read it and it's fantastic, and then we can go on to other topics too.
And the fun is, here it is.
Uh-huh.
German.
Oh, wow. Die Pest der Korruption. Okay, cool. Wonderful.
Die Pest der Korruption, sogar ein Vorwort von Robert Kennedy.
Das ist sehr gut. Mm-hmm.
Wie die Wissenschaft unser Vertrauen zurückgewinnen kann. Okay.
Yeah, so it's available in German, translated by my dear friend there in Germany. I better not use her name or she'll get attacked by people.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay.
We'll just say Regina, and a shout out to Regina and her work doing this for free for us.
Wonderful. Okay. Also liebe Grüße an Regina, die Übersetzerin des Buches von Judy. Wer da gerne eins haben möchte. Where can we buy it? On Amazon or
everywhere. All major booksellers. It's now a New York Times bestseller.
Great.
New York Times bestseller.
Also New York Times bestseller. Ja, ich werde wahrscheinlich auch auf alle Fälle mir das Buch bestellen. Mhm. Klingt fantastisch.
Das klingt spannend.
Wunderbar. Wunderbar.
Wonderful, mhm. Wonderful. Judy, we'll go into other topics here. But when you wrote your book, you detailed the corruption inherent in a lot of scientific activities. And it was shocking to read it. I mean, for people who didn't know anything about it, but
correct.
Okay, ein Moment bitte. Saskia translate.
Es geht da in dem Buch in der Korruption, vor allen Dingen im wissenschaftlichen Bereich, was sie da aufgedeckt hat. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and so it is. It details the events, literally the kind of corruption that is COVID-19, and as such. Reads like prophecy. It was written and it details the corruption of four decades of my work at the National Cancer Institute and how they've covered up what really happened in the HIV/AIDS epidemic.
Oh, interesting.
Es geht unter anderem unseren besagten Virus. Ich möchte es jetzt nicht nochmal nennen. Die Korruption dessen, was eben dort dahinter steckt. Es geht die letzten vier Jahrzehnte, die sie selber auch im Krebsinstitut verbracht hat und dort erarbeitet hat, aufgedeckt hat, auch wie der HIV-Virus sozusagen korrupt eingesetzt wurde. Okay, also es klingt sehr spannend.
And COVID-19 is literally the cover-up of all of this and the murder of the people who have been injured because of a long contaminated blood supply of viruses, RNA viruses, retroviruses, the weaponization, the gain of function studies done over the last 30 years to target certain populations like Blacks and Hispanics with different immune responses who they know are susceptible to injury from certain aspects of the vaccine. So that vaccines have been contaminated for more than 30 years and certain Oh, wow. populations are being injured, contaminated with animal viruses. This was what we discovered in 2011, really. We discovered it in 2009, but by 2011, we realized that the government had too big a problem. World governments had too big a problem. And so the collusion of everyone to get together and destroy all the data of the last 40 years, call it COVID, cremate the victims, and basically just murder the people most susceptible to this type of infection.
Wow.
With the vaccine. which is right now.
Interesting. That's fascinating. That's also fascinating.
Es geht um eine riesengroße Korruption. Es geht eigentlich darum, mit bestimmten Viren Menschen zu infizieren, bestimmte Menschengruppen, wie zum Beispiel Menschen mit südamerikanischem Hintergrund oder mit afrikanischem Hintergrund, um denen wiederum Impfungen zu verpassen, die bestimmte Substanzen enthalten, die natürlich schädlich und giftig sind. Man hat das Ganze, also das Ganze betreibt man nun schon seit vielen, vielen Jahren. 2011 ist das sozusagen sehr offensichtlich geworden, gerade für das, was Judy tut in ihrer Arbeit. Und man wollte diesen ganzen, was da eben aufflog, letztendlich jetzt mit diesem Covid-19 einfach überschütten, zumachen, das Ganze mit diesem Covid-19-Virus die Impfung einführen, damit wiederum auch Menschen jetzt töten, schädigen und ja, also eigentlich ein riesengroßer Korruptionsskandal, große Cover-up und dahinter stehen alle Weltregierungen.
Judy, can I share a quick story with you? It's interesting. I had spent the summer of 1979 studying law in England at the LSE, London School of Economics in London. And
17? What?
I was at Heathrow and I picked up the London Times and I read it on the plane. And guess what the headline said?
Er war im Flugzeug und hat in eine Zeitung aufgeschlagen und der Titel sagte.
It had this story about how AIDS was created in an army laboratory and then spread out from there to target certain populations.
Und in dieser Zeitung stand, wie AIDS kreiert wurde und eben verteilt wurde.
I get back to the States and nothing in our media, absolutely nothing, Judy, nothing in the Seattle papers, New York papers, Los Angeles, nothing. It's all blank.
Und diese Geschichte über die AIDS-Story, wie es erschaffen wurde, im Labor und verteilt wurde, darüber las er dann nichts, als er in die Staaten einreiste.
Yeah, but go ahead with your story. I wanted to share that, though. That's firsthand.
It's exactly what we're saying. So right. All the way back in the 70s, and this is the godsend of, you know, people like Regina and translating our book and the ability of the movie Plandemic, which was a promotional video.
Right.
You can see that at plandemicseries.com. So what many, many, many people have come to us worldwide and said, oh, yeah, I remember. And you can start seeing the cover up and you can start seeing how blamed a population, the gays, they used to call it gay-related immune deficiency. So they blamed the population. They made a story about the cutter incident, some African hunter who cut himself, or this promiscuous, hyperactive French-Canadian flight attendant. And so we blamed certain populations. And I like to say, while the band played on, and that was a movie from 1993 or so, about, you know, the cover up. And it's interesting because the movie opens up with Ebola. And part of our story here is the Ebola outbreak that killed 21,000 Liberians. And the whole idea that Tony Fauci and the same people at the top worldwide have been literally murdering or maiming populations with vaccines and spraying like glyphosate, DDT, you know, the Monsanto. Sorry, it's not DDT. It's Roundup.
So Roundup.
Idea of the toxic world. And this is the whole story. So the good of the book and the movie is everybody remembers. And so before they can cremate all the victims and destroy the evidence here, because the people that are going to die with that HIV envelope in the spike protein, or the syncytin is an envelope protein of the gamma retroviruses we discovered from mice in humans causing these diseases, while the corruption, the people in the UK these nice guidelines saying myalgic encephalomyelitis, which is inflammation of the brain and spinal cord, what they were calling those people are crazy. You're insane. And that's what you'll see yuppie flu. When you go back to Bobby Kennedy's forward, he starts to bring in from a legal standpoint what he knew, what we didn't know. And this is the real blessing, because everybody worldwide will remember, and maybe this Holocaust, this genocide and just literally worldwide murder that's gone on through four generations, whether it be bird flu, swine flu, Zika, Ebola of 2014, all the way back, to the 70s when the first cases of H1N1.
Judy.